Vidabar Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai saying, famous question that Rashi brings down, Ma'ini and Shemitah Itzel Har Sinai. Why did the Torah Vidavki have to say Har Sinai? We know that the whole Torah, everything was said at Har Sinai. Rashi brings down that the Torah is stressing over here that just like this mitzvah of Shemitah, all of the klalim and pratim were given here. Not all the mitzvahs do you see the klalim and the pratim right away. Some are said in Sefer Dvarim and Mishneh Torah. So one might think that the klalim and the pratim were not given right away at Har Sinai. So here the Torah tells us, no, that just like Shemitah was given at Har Sinai, with all of the klalim and the pratim, so too all the mitzvahs. But many different svarim speak about the connection, the special connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. I saw a pshat as follows. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Im ein Torah ein derech eretz." Rabbi Yonah says that without Torah, what's that? With ein Torah ein derech eretz. Derech eretz is not etiquette. Derech eretz is not stam acting in a nice way. It has to have its shroshim in Torah. If it doesn't have its shroshim in Torah, it's not just politeness. The Torah tells us what derech eretz is. The Torah tells us what good midas are. And if it's not rooted in Torah, then it doesn't really have a mucker of kedusha. What the goyim consider derech eretz is lav davka, something which is good. There's a word from the Chassam Sofer, based on the Chassam Sofer actually. By the Menorah it says, El mul pnei ha-menorah ye'iru shivas ha-neiris. They didn't face outwards, they faced inwards. The simple pshat is, Rashi says, because if we would face outwards, that would imply that Hashem needs our light to light up his Beis HaMikdash. It's not so. They faced inward because of Bechila. Irani Tzarech, I don't really need your light. I heard a pshat based on the Chassam Sofer. The Menorah had kaftereho, procheho, gviyoseho, had all different kinds of designs. Chassam Sofer says that that represents the midas in a person. The lights of the menorah are meant not to light up the room, but as a spotlight on those midas. The lights, the neiros, represent the Or HaTorah. The Or HaTorah focuses on the midas. It shows us what the midas are. It beautifies the midas. Not only does it beautify them, but it gives us a deeper sense in them. It broadens exactly what those midas are. I had a personal experience last week. Walked into a local shul in our neighborhood, or Schneebau shul. I daven a Meir there every now and then, sometimes a Shacharis. So I walked in, a little bit before Meiriv, and I sat down with a Sefer. All of a sudden, there's this bright, illuminating light, like mamash, that lit up the whole place. I noticed, and I look, and I see the chandelier. It was a new chandelier. It was stunning. Stunning chandelier with crystals and mamish set up so nicely, artistically made. It was like mamish. So I was wondering, how is it that I didn't notice this when I walked in? I'm mamish still absent-minded over that absent-minded. This thing was like something like out of the ordinary. Somebody had donated it. A couple of days later, I dived in there, I hopped. Because when the lights are not on, it's something hanging from the ceiling. You don't notice it right away, It's only when the lights are on and it brings out the total beauty of every crystal, and the crystal reflects the light and it illuminates much more. So then, mamish, you can't miss it. Otherwise, you could miss it. So I have to, that's mamish the same part over here. The crystals are like the midas, and the lights, they light up those midas. The lights of Torah light up those midas, and they give those midas a new beauty. So what Shaykh is over here? Ask any yid if he has a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every second word he says is Baruch Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, Emyeres Hashem. They believe in Mashiach. They wait for Mashiach to come. A yid, generally speaking, has betochen. Over to the extent of keeping a Shemitah, the Pasuk says, Gibayrei Dvarah, Gibayrei Kayach Oisei Dvarah, L'shmaya B'kol Dvarah. That's carrying the midah of betochen to a totally different universe. That's the pshat Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Shemitah Zemun. But what carries it to a madrega of malachim, What illuminates it? What deepens it to such an extent that the people that keep it are literally on the Madrega of Malachim? That's Dafka Har Sinai. The Torah that was given in Har Sinai, that is the thing that illuminates it to the extent that a fellow could just close up shop, close up his whole business for a year, put his hands behind his back, and just rely on Hashem. It's L'Yom Kippur Super. That's only something that comes Mikoyach Har Sinai. Gevaldig Midas. We all have tremendous Midas. We're all Rachmanim, Baishonim, Gan Lechasodim. We've inherited that from the Avos HaKadoshim. But it's Har Sinai. It's the Torah, those lights that illuminate the crystals of the Midas on us. I saw a Moedik in Isis also to illustrate this. A number of years ago, the Tosha Rebbe, Zechet Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vracha, suffered a tremendous tragedy. One morning, a Friday morning, his son, his oldest son, must have been about 50, just in the middle of davening, just collapsed. He had a heart attack and he was in Talisonville. A shock, Shane Kamoyu, and he was close to his father. I think he was his Bechor, and he would have been the next in line. And he was Mamish, he was a big Askin in the Tzibur. The Tzibur was Mamish kosher to him. Doylem was shocked. They were making the preparations for the Levaya, and Mamish had to get the Levaya in that day. So it came time for the Levaya, and the people are waiting for the Rebbe to come out of his room. They're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. He's not coming. There's the Vaila crying, and they're talking about the Nifter, and they're waiting, and still he's not coming. So finally, they were thinking that some being matzvikal over Sadin, he's talking to the Rebbeinu Shloim, and Makabu Biahava, that's what they were imagining. So finally, a couple of the B'nai Mishpach went into his room to see what's Tutsa. He's on the phone. He's carrying on a calm conversation with someone. What could he be talking about? So they picked up, apparently, a woman that was never chfatzaret. She had no idea what happened, and she called the Rebbe for chizuk. And he's on the phone with her calmly, giving her chizuk, and giving her eitzes, and being ma'edid her, and going on and on, like mamish, like nothing happened. The greatest tragedy is mamish, she's finding herself from the greatest tragedy shaykh for a parent. And he's busy with this woman, yeah? And finally, after a while, and he was convinced that she was mechuzik, he ended up with a bracha, and he finished, and hung up the phone, and then he walked out, and he broke down crying, you know, together with the rest of the tzibur. That's mamash amalek. It's amalek, beyond. That's beyond. For that, you need the Torah. That's the light of the menorah that illuminates, and it broadens, and it gives a deeper sense of what those midas represent. And that's the same thing here with Shemitah Tzal Har Sinai. Midas HaBitach, we all believe in Hashem. Oh, but to that extent, that can only come through Har Sinai. That's the limit over here. Dabar al b'nei Yisroel v'amar taleihem ki zavoyu el ha'oretz asher ani noisen lachem v'shov sur ha'oretz Shabbos l'Hashem. So the Meshech Chachmash tells us, why does the Torah have to say ki zavoyu el ha'oretz asher ani noisen lachem? I mean, it's self-understood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to us. We know that. He promised it to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. So we know that he's giving it to us. Why did the Torah have to stress it over here? So Meshech Chachma says like this. B'derech Klal, we know in the Gemara, Noisein ba'ayin yafin noisein. When a person gives a matana, he gives it out of love. He gives it out of, he wants to bring a tayelus to the person that's being makabalit. A meicher is not necessarily so. A meicher sells something for his own benefit. He doesn't necessarily sell his merchandise with such a way type, even though you hold this mandama that says meicher b'ayin ra'am meicher. When he sells something, he doesn't sell it with all of its amenities. Over noisin, that's b'ayin yafin noisin. So somebody might have a kasha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us this land, because he loves us, and because he loves the Avos HaKadoshim, why are there so many restrictions? You can't plant in Shemitah, you can't work the land, and Yovel, you can't work the land, there's other restrictions that you can do. Well, what's shot? Noisin b'ayin yafin. When a person gives, he gives mamish b'ayin yafin. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Zos tevisin zayin, Hashem ani noisin lochem. with all of the restrictions, I am giving it to you. What's the pshat? Because I want you to get maximum tayelos in this karka. This is not just another piece of land in Africa or another piece of land on the American farmlands. This is Eretz Yisrael, where ain Hashem alikecha aleha meireishis hashana v'arach v'shana. This is a land that has kiddush. This is a land sapped in a ruchnius. So memelozos the business eye, when I'm giving you these restrictions, it's not because I'm giving it by and raw. Asher ani noisim lachem hayayim. I'm giving it to you because I want you to get the maximum tayelos from it. And the only way to do that is to stick to these restrictions, to these hagbolas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. What does it boil down to? It boils down to recognizing Kili Kol Haaretz. If you recognize that it's not yours, if you recognize that you are just getting it as a dweller in Hashem's land, and you're turning to Hashem for everything, this is the biggest bracha of the land. That is the way you could maximize the usage of that land. I'm giving it to you. So I'm taking away zechuyas from you. Lehepach, over here, the giving up those rights is going to give you the biggest bracha. Asher ani noisen lachem. Those are the meshachachem. Pasuk goes on to say, v'kidashta meshnas hachamishim shana. You should sanctify the 50th year. Ukrosim dror ba'aretz. L'chol yishveh. You should proclaim freedom in the land to all of its inhabitants. Yoyveli tia lachem. V'shafta mishal achuzosai v'ishal mishpachtoi tashuvu. L'chari, there's a little bit of a redundancy. There's extra words here, L'chari. So, V'kidash m'shnas ha'chamish m'shana, across from Dror Baris, L'chol Yishveh. Finished. That would have been enough. Why does the Torah have to say, Yayvel Yishnas ha'chamish m'shafta m'shal ha'chuzosai? We already said that everybody's going to be free. What is the Torah being moisif by adding this v'shafta m'shal ha'chuzosai? So, the Briskarov says, Gevaldik pshat. Dr. Briskarov, there's a Rambam, in Perik Yud Halochi Yudal Mehilch Shemitah V'Yoyim, he says the following: from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur of Yovel, the Avodim did not leave their house for their houses, but they were no longer meshubed to their masters. The fields do not yet go back to their original owners. But what happens from Rosh Hashanah? Avodim sit and they drink and they rejoice over their upcoming freedom. Kivan shehigia Yom Kippurim, once Yom Kippur arrives, toku bezdin b'shoifer, and only then nifteru avodim libotayim v'chazu sodas l'balayim. Dr. Briskarov, you see from the Rambam there are two stages of Yovel. There's one stage when the Ebed loses his shibud; he's no longer meshubit to the Baal, and he rejoices at that, or he's not yet totally free. There's still a kufin in the middle where he has to wait, and only after Yom Kippur, when they blow the shofar, only then does he go back to his house. So that's not in the pasuk. That's why the Torah has to, you know, say this clearly. That is on Rosh Hashanah. That's the first stage when the shibud falls away. Over then, Yovelish Tielachem v'shaftim ishalachuzasei. That is going on the second stage. That is going on Yom Kippur, and then the Eved finally goes free, and the pasuk comes out beautifully. V'chiyomach achicha, if your brother will become poor, umata yadi imach v'chzakta bo, you should strengthen him. Ger v'toisha v'chai imach. The Medrash over here says about this pasuk, Ashrei maskil eldo. Fortunate is the person that pays heed to the impoverished. B'yoyim ro yimalteyu Hashem. So what is this maskil eldo? What is the special paying heed over here? So the Kehelas Yitzchak says that a few psukim earlier, it says the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel. And a person has to place his total betachon in Hashem, he's going to give him his mezainis, and even when he can't work, he's going to get his mezainis from Hashem. So then a person might come and make a mistake and think, if I have to have betachon in Hashem. So the same thing if an oni comes to me, he says, please help me, I need. Have betachon in Hashem. Betachon is a great inyan. And Mamish and Hashem will help you. Hashlach al Hashem Yahavcha, and you give him a gans of Musr, you know, Hashem will help. Nothing doing. When it comes to yourself, then you can have betochen. Don't have betochen on Yenim Shechem. That's Ashri Maskel Eldon. You have to have Seichel. You have to know when to use the mitzvah of Amunah betochen and when not to use the mitzvah of Amunah betochen. Kaelis Yitzchak says. When it comes to yourself, over there you can't, there you have to be a Baitev Hashem. But don't use your betochen, you know, on Yenim Shechem. To him, you shouldn't be such a Baitev Hashem. Either Rabbi, you have to make sure that he gets what he gets. Now, interesting thing I saw brought down, Hagoyin HaTzadik of Avrom Zalman's, he was Rosh Yeshiva in the Vardik in Mezhritz. So he said over, somebody asked the Chacham Echad, let's say someone is mamish destitute, he's an unibabi and he needs money. Is he allowed to borrow money knowing that B'derech HaTeva, he won't be able to pay it back, and he has to rely on Hashem to give him the means to pay it back? Could a person, l'chadchila, borrow money on that? Can you have betochen? Hashem will find me the money to pay back. So the Chacham answered, if you are the type of a person that has betochen to lend an ani money where he doesn't know where he's going to get it from, and you have that kind of betochen in Hashem by somebody else, so then you could borrow money also on the smach of betochen. In other words, don't have betochen when it's negayed to somebody else. When it's negayed to you, you have betochen. We got to be somebody else. Then, you know, you could borrow like that also. But there are clout. Shadow, the personal Gabi himself has to have that betochen. When it comes to somebody else, generally speaking, you have to see and do what you could do to help him out. And if you'll say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? And the fields will produce for 3 years. The famous question that the Mefarshim ask is, and what's going to be if you don't ask that question? And why did the Torah B'chol say it in such a way? And if you'll ask, you should know you're going to have for 3 years. Forget about asking. Let the Torah say, look at Chilum. You shouldn't have the Kasha, look at Chilum. Why is the Torah say it in a form, if you'll ask, then you'll have for 3 years? So I heard a Mori Likipshat, based on the Yisoides, the Kishem Yishmulis, and yeah, we're coming closer to Matan Torah. The Medrash over here compares the Shomrei Shviyas to Malachim. And the Medrash compares the Yidden that said, Na'asa Koydim L'Nishma. Also, they quote the exact same Pasuk. Giborei Koyach Oisei Devorei L'Shmaya B'Kol Devorei. First, they're Oisei Devorei, and then only later do they hear. And the Gemara says, Rishor Sheikdimu Yisin Shabbos Peches. Why is it Dafka the Malachi Ashor is that they say Nasa v'nishma? Well, Yelopian explains, only a Malach can say Nasa koydim nishma. A human has so many limitations. How could he accept upon himself something he doesn't know what it is? It could be endless. A Malach doesn't have that problem. Oh, but the next question is, how are the B'nai Yisrael so silly to do that? How could they compare themselves to Malachim? A Malach could say, Nasa Kaidim L'Nishma. A human being can't say that. Zok Tishem Yishmuel. Yidden did it with a Gevaldige Pichas. Why does a Malach have all the Kaichas to do it? Because if Hashem sends a Malach is the word of Shliach. If Hashem sends him on a Shlichas, he's obviously going to give him the power to accept it. The Yidden understood that if Hashem gives us the Torah and he sends us on a mission to do it, he's obviously going to give us the kaifas to do it. Otherwise, he wouldn't send us on that mission. This is why Rashi says, when the Pasuk says, Loi b'shamayimi, so Rashi, because if the Torah would be in Shamayim, he'd have to climb up and get it. Well, what does that mean? As Hashem, the Torah says that if the Torah is up in Shamayim and Hashem gave it to us, obviously he would give us the kayach even to climb up there and do it. To bring ladders to climb up. Same thing Kolev said by the Meraglim. Olei Nala, Zokrashi. Even if it be up in Shamayim, we would go up there and we'd be able to make it. Why? How's the Shaykh? Teretz says, if Hashem tells us to do it, he gives us the Kayak to be able to do it. Tos is, and that's how the Yidden were able to say Nasa Vinishma. It's the same thing with Shemitah. Shemitah, really, no question should be asked, look at Tchila. Shemitah, if Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Shemitah, obviously he's going to give us the koyach to be Mekayim. So Mimeil, the Torah, look at Tchila, says it without any questions. You were Mekabel the Torah already. You already said Naaseh V'Nishma. You already said it with the understanding Hashem is going to give you the koyach to be Mekayim. However, the reality is not everybody's holding on that Madrega. So for that, the Torah says, V'chisayimru. However, by not saying it, L'chitchil, the Torah is giving us a hashkaf over here. That L'chitchil, when you said Nasa, Koydim L'nishma, it was self-understood that the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch, was going to give you the Koyach to fulfill it. You don't even have to ask questions. Nor the Torah understands. Nishyeda Eina, held by this Madrega, V'chisayimru, Zostavis Nazayim, that Hashem is going to give it to you for 3 years. Al tikach neshech v'sarbis v'yoreisam elikecha. Why does it say v'yoreisam elikecha over here? Zok Rashi l'vishadayte shalonim nemsheches achra ribis. Fellow, it's a big yetzahara for ribis. Umayra la'atzmai hetta. He's my hetta for it. After all, I'm waiting for my money. Listen, it's my money. I gave it to you. I'm waiting for it. It's holding me back from investing. It's a very kosher way of doing business. L'ficha hushruch loimer v'yoreisam elikecha. Because a person has a tendency of being mayra hatter, the Medrash says v'yoreisam elikecha. The Medrash says, ha'mal v'beribis eino yore min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Medrash Tanchuma. So dafka v'ashtein, why dafka by mal v'beribis does the Torah stress v'yoreisam elikecha? And if you don't do it, you're not a Yerushalayim. Every mitzvah of the Torah, if you're not the kind that you're lacking in Yerushalayim. So Zokhtrub Yeruchim Levav and Zekhet Sadu V'kodesh Lebracha, that b'mokim that there's Yerushalayim, it's not shayach to be Meir Heter. And whenever there's Hayroz Heter, that comes from not being a Yerushalayim. You're not afraid of Hashem, the melee you find that Torah. He says it's possible that a person can either stick chazer, and yet it does not necessarily impinge on the fact that he's Yirei Shemayim. God could eat a piece of chazer, he chapped the taiva. Smelled good, he was hungry, he chapped the taiva, and he lost himself. But that doesn't mean he's not a Yirei Shemayim. Now, for Steitzach, if he be named the Yirei Shemayim, that would overcome everything. However, to say that he's not a Yirei Shemayim, you don't yet see that from over there. But if a fellow is Meira Heter, that means it's not shot that he got sunk into his taiva. No, he uses a seichel to be my reheter. That means you're not taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu into cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's aser. Then you better, you know, be 100% sure. And if you're my reheter, there it's a simon that you're lacking in your shemayim. And that's what he says whenever. And that's why the Medrash says, whoever takes ribbis is not a yirei shemayim. Because the ribbis comes through a hayros heter. And the mele, that is the lack in your Shemayim. It's locked after from a taiva. As opposed to a taiva, fellow, you know, fellow. But here with his Hayroz Heter, that is a lack of your Shemayim. The Torah says the last pasuk, Eshab soisai tishmayru, umigdoshai tiro, ani Hashem. So what is this migdoshai, Lashon Rabbim? Migdoshai. I bought a Migdash. What is the Lashon Rabbim? Zot the Sefurna. Umigdash a Tiro. These are the Mekaymas HaMekudosh and Megalus. The Haim Batek Nesias and Batek Midrashas. These are the Batek Nesias and Batek Midrashas. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is Chariv, like Chazal say, Ehi Lohem LaMikdash Ma'at, Ehi LaBatek Nesias and Batek Midrashas Shebebabel. So Umigdashai. That means the Batek Nesias and Batek Midrashas. Person has to maintain his Kedusha, not to talk to Varm B'Talim, to treat it with Kedusha, whatever. I saw a Meir the Kemaisa that the Debrezina Rav said over, that he himself was a witness to, when he was young, and his father, Hagoyin Atzadi, the Rav of Nihazel, he was a very Choshev Yid, and the Maisa Shoya happened the following. He was giving a drosha about the Hashivas of Amen, Amen Yeshmei Rabba, not talking to Varm B'Talim and Shul. And he quoted a Rav Moshe Cordovero that the Rosh HaTevis of shtika yofe b'shas ha-tfilah is reshitei v'seva, old age. And if a person is careful not to speak dvarim v'teilim in a beis ha-knesset or beis medrash, he'll be zoichet to seva. And if chas v'sholom lehepach, he is not mechabed the batim lisi, he's batim midrashes, and he talks dvarim v'teilim, then he will not be zoichet to seva. This is what he does. The next day, one of the balabatim in the shul comes running into shul and he's screaming. He says, "Listen to what happened to me. Listen to what happened to me. Last night." Last night he had a dream. He had a cholam that he was mitzvah. And he came in front of the Bez Nishonayla. And they were danim. And he said, "That's it, my mother is finished." She says, "Please, please." He says, "I'm not old yet. I haven't reached old age yet, garnished. You know, how can you do this to me?" He says, "Please send me down. I want to be able to spend, you know, years with my family." So he said, "You didn't hear what your Rav said. Your Rav gave a drasha. He said, this Ramesha Gardavero, shtiki yofa b'shas ha-tfila, and this Rosh Tevis seva, and you were, you know, you were not mekayim that. Hashalaf, he said, you're not zoichet to seva." So he says, "Please, please, let me go back down, and I'll be mefarsim this, I'll be mefarsim this maisa, and b'schus that, let me go back down." He said, "Okay, b'schus that, there'll be mefarsim this." They let him go back down again, and he was screaming at the oilam. He says, "Rabbi, say, have rachmanis on yourselves, be mechabed about the knesiyas and about the midrashim." Deborah Sina said he was young. He was there b'shas maisa when this maisa happened. It's Mekdosh Aitiro. It's a segula for a saver. Aguten Shabbos. Yeah, good job.